When the UN mission in Sudan announced it will be facilitating talks between the military and political parties, the head of the army agreed to be part of it. But on Monday, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan announced the army was withdrawing from the talks.
The military institution shall not take part in the current negotiations to give room to the political and revolutionary powers and other patriotic and societal parties to agree on a technocrat government from the civil community to undertake the affairs in the coming period of time. And I hope these forces will engage in genuine and serious dialogue to restore the unity of the people and steer the country away from any existential threats.
The announcement came as hundreds of anti-military protesters staged sit-ins in various parts of the capital, Khartoum. For more than 7 months, they've been demanding the military hand over power to a civilian government and return to the barracks.
We want to end the military rule, which has become a burden to the Sudanese since October. We want to show that most of us are against military rule, and we want a civilian leadership to achieve a democratic transition. This sit-in is our way of expressing these demands.
This sit-in, now in its fourth day, is in front of a hospital where at least one protester was pronounced dead from protests on June 30th. 9 people were killed that day and hundreds injured when security forces used tear gas and live ammunition to disperse mass demonstrations. Those here are demanding the security forces be held accountable.
If you look at the people here, what unites them are the deaths of those killed by security forces. We have their pictures everywhere here, and that is why the top demand is justice for those killed. Political parties who are part of the resistance to military rule should take note. Anything that does not include justice and accountability will not be accepted.
More than 100 protesters have been killed in anti-military demonstrations since the military took power last year. The response of security forces to the mass protests on June 30th has resulted in not only one but 4 sit-ins in Khartoum. Protesters here say despite the repeated use of force, they will not end their sit-in until their demands are met. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.